Hey guys, how's it going? I'm back here, episode 12, part 2. Sorry, I literally just received a phone call from a producer that I've been working with on the shoot, and he's asking if I want to go out for dinner. So, just going with it on this one. So let me just continue with healing the Achilles tendon and what you can do to help your recovery. So just talking about CBD oils and how amazing that is. I totally love it and rate it. And if anybody wants some recommendations, I can totally suggest some places to get the best stuff and the stuff that I use. So just hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM, and I'll reply to you. And you know what? For me, keeping it moving, a lot of people in the Western world, they have the idea that what we need to do is just keep it locked in a boot for as long as possible, and don't move it, and don't use it and stuff. And like for me, I got my stitches out like within 2 weeks, and then I obviously still had it in a like boot that I could take it in and out of, but I didn't have it in a solid plaster cast, which was amazing. I'm so glad I didn't. So out in India, probably 3 4 weeks in, I was, taking it in and out of the boot, and I was just like giving it little tiny movements, ex moving my toes, obviously not taking the piss and, doing too much, but I was just, letting my mind connect to that area of my body and not losing that mind-body connection, because I think that's the big fuck up, and people have like limbs in casts for 6 weeks, sometimes longer, like they've just, obviously your muscle wastes away, and that happened to me. But I was still moving my toes, and I was still like visually checking the area, and I was giving it like just kind of Reiki, and I was just sort of massaging it and stuff. So I was still using it, and by the time I came back, it was literally 6 weeks after I'd torn the Achilles. And 6 weeks after, I think I was pretty much able to take the boot. I just lost, like, I think I had one day in the UK on crutches in the boot, and then I was obviously walking with the weight on the boot, because you need to gradually work your way up to like weight bearing. But I think it was about just after 6 weeks, and I was walking in boots. It was winter in the UK, and I was shooting, I was literally DOP shooting an action film for my mates. And that was that. I was back to work as such. Well, not really, but I was able to just hold a camera and walk around basically. So that was my attitude. I just was like, I know the Chinese and the Malaysians, they like to try to use the limb as soon as possible, and I rate that. So if you think about giving that a go, totally, I rate it and I recommend it. But obviously just listen to your body and be super careful. You just got to be in tune with it. So some of the other things I did to, help my healing was obviously just get back to training as soon as you can. Like I train all the time pretty much, and I'm active. So I was climbing. It was quite funny. I was climbing with the with my what I would do is I would climb with one climbing shoe on the good foot, and then the other one I had like a Feiyu, which is like a wushu martial arts shoe, and I would just climb very basically. But I got back to bouldering very quickly because I missed the social life as well, and I would just not go too high. And I remember, like, at one point I got like started getting a bit cocky, and I was like dropping, not from too high, but I was able to just land on the one foot and just sort of like, roll onto my back, and it was fine. And I know it might have looked a bit sketchy to some people, but I was fully within my abilities and keeping it safe. So I was back climbing and cycling. I remember my first bike ride with my mate Chris after it happened, and it was fucking hard, man. It was weird, like the foot didn't work as it used to, but I just took it light, went out for a cycle, and then slowly built up the distance. And then, gradually I remember I went to Winchester and back, and which was like, a good 2, maybe more, 2.5 hours or something of solid riding, fast as well, because I was obviously training with two sort of proper pro, well, not pro, but good. Well, one of them was a pro cyclist, and they were fit as at the time, and not, I sort of kept up, and Yeah, I just sort of made it a routine. Every Monday, I'd go out on a nice cycle, bought myself a road bike, and I was doing, got to the point where I'd be sort of doing 2 hours every day, covering, I can't even remember, but a good, good mileage. And I really feel like that helps. So if you fucked your knees or your ankles, I rate cycling because it's low impact and it's fun, man. Just got me out, breathing the fresh air. I'd have a nice old conversation with my mate Chris and socialize. So cycling is awesome. Totally rate it. Slacklining's another thing that I love, and it really helped me build the stabilizers in the ankle and foot. Slackline, you could buy yourself a slackline, tie it between two trees that aren't too far apart, and just use that as like the balancing technique. So that's great. Don't stop working out in the gym if you can. Obviously, if you can't use a certain limb, just go in and do legs if you can't do arms, and do arms if you can't do legs. Like, just stay on it, try not to slow down, because I think that's important. And like, it's funny, I played badminton and I found that was one of the best sports for recovering, because you want to work all the body weight transitions, changing the weight, different areas of the foot. So playing a racket sport kind of really gets you into the zone, and it also makes you move in places that you're not ready to move until that shuttle comes flying over. So maybe tennis might be too hard, but I think you could do tennis and squash, but badminton was my recovery sport, which I still play to this day. I love it. So just keep moving. That's kind of one of my tips. What else? I obviously like had this potential job. So obviously I wasn't able to work or earn any money through free running, which is my way of like putting bread on the table, as they say, paying the bills and whatnot. So I really needed to get my shit together, because I wanted to be back at work and I wanted to be doing what I love doing again. So I had this massive, job opportunity, which I've just finished now, and it gave me focus, so I was quite lucky with that. It came halfway through my recovery, but having something to focus on was really cool. I was actually doing backflips 3 months after tearing it in the gymnastics gym, which was amazing, man. Like, I was just stoked because I was doing backflips, and then I think maybe within 4 months I was doing a cork on the gym, and then slowly doing tumbles, and like it just all came back fairly quickly. But I just, I didn't rush it. It wasn't easy, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm kind of making it sound like it was a walk in the park and that I smashed it, but still to this day I'm kind of not perfect, and the Achilles feels pretty damn strong. But it's sort of, I've had knock-on effects with like hip flexors, and a shoulder injury that sort of creeped in from God knows where. But fuck it, I'm just going to stay positive, and I know that I'll be back to 100%. 110 is what I'm aiming for. So you've just got to like stay focused, and if you love what you do, or you love moving and you want to get back to it, then just stay on it. But honestly, for me, just being able to walk again, like, that was something that I was, you just take it for granted when you can't even carry something around your own house because you've got both hands on the crutches, and you can't even carry something like from one room to the other, like a cup of tea. And then being able to walk around the house was just like, man, such a blessing. And actually, that brings me to a really good point, and that is like gratitude. Honestly, guys, like, if I could teach you anything, if I could share anything that I feel is so important to healing, it's gratitude, man. Just like, be grateful for the smallest things. Like, I feel as maybe Westerners, some people can just be like, they don't realize how lucky they are, to be able to just be able to see, to be able to breathe, smell, to have food on the plate every day, even if it's not the most exotic food, to be able to eat, have fresh water, clean air, a country that's not at war, like, just realize how grateful, how lucky you are, and just practice gratitude. Because honestly, for me, like, I was so, even though as soon as I fucked my Achilles, I was like grateful, because the car could have run me over and I could have been in a wheelchair, and it could be worse. So whatever your situation is, just find a way to be grateful for it. Flip it, 180, and instead of feeling sorry for yourself, just look at the things that you're grateful for, and then you'll find happiness. And with happiness will come healing. So what else? What else did I do? Breathing as well. So every day, my little routine looked like this: get up, and then I would go straight for a cold shower. I basically did cold showers for easily 6 months. Every morning, not even putting it hot then cold, it was like straight cold. And I would jump in the shower, and it wasn't easy, but I would do it to train my mindset mostly. You know, being able to get into the space where you would do something that you didn't exactly want to do, but you did it because it was like mind training, and it was like it trains your will, you know. So I'd have a cold shower, jump out, then I would do a few rounds of the Wim Hof breathing. So if you don't know about that, check it out on YouTube. I went and did like a workshop with Wim. He's like the Iceman. And I did like a couple sets of like deep energetic breathing. And then I had a little Bosee ball. So it's like a kind of gym ball, but like it's more like a Malteser shape. Not a Malteser, a minstrel, like a UFO disc. And I would do sets of calf raises on that. So I was always training the muscles to get stronger. And then I would go and do like spend about half an hour doing like yoga in my room, just kind of stretching out my body, seeing where it felt like it needed it. I didn't really stretch too much the Achilles for the first few months. I slowly started to introduce that as I felt I needed it. But getting a good routine, you know, so important. These things like just focusing on some meditation, some breathing, training, rest, eating well. Like these things were massive. And I remember I was actually going to, we're talking peak winter in the UK, fucking freezing. And me and my mates, Matt Kay and Jake, we were going into London, driving like 2 hours to an outdoor 60-meter outdoor swimming pool. And then we were doing two lengths in like 3 degrees water, which I'm telling you now was fucking cold. But I was training my mind then, you know, as well as my body, and the fact that cold exposure is good for you. I was training like my mind because, you know, when shit happens, you've got one option if you want to make it forward. You've got to toughen up, you know, you've got to find strength, you've got to dig deep, and you've got to move forward. So these sort of things really helped me just kind of push on and grow, you know. And I'm just going to say it because I've said it in my previous episodes, but the one thing I can say that you know what, I'm so grateful that I tore my Achilles. Fuck it, you know, I'm happy it happened because it's made me it's given me amazing lessons. And yeah, I'm just grateful for exactly where I am right now. Everything's perfect, and you know, it came with lessons, and I'm grateful for, you know, the universe teaching me the way it chose to teach me. Shit could have been worse. So I think I've covered quite a lot of, you know, the things that I did. I'm just going to check if I've missed anything, but I think that's pretty much it, yeah. Just stay focused, stay positive, stay grateful, and you'll get there, you know? Like, yeah, gratitude, man. It's all about it. And you know, I was a little bit emotional today because, like, as soon as I finished the shoot, it was like, you know, this kind of marathon that I'd been training for, you know, in my own head ever since I, you know, had the injury. And every day, you know, every morning, waking up and getting on my push bike and just, you know, it maybe be raining or it was like cold going swimming, but you know, it was all like it all added up to me being where I am now, you know, like crazy not having any work coming in and then having the biggest project pretty much of my life, you know, exposure wise and financially, you know, like I'm just buzzing. So I just like felt I wanted to share it with you guys, and for anyone out there that's, you know, just suffering, just you got this, you know, you can do it. And yeah, I wish everyone out there the best with your journey, whatever you're going through. And thanks so much for tuning in. I hope this has been beneficial to you. On a funnier note, I'm actually talking to you through some sunglasses. I was at the airport on the way out here, and I needed some headphones and I needed some new sunnies. And then I saw these Bose sunglasses that had microphones and speakers built into the arms. So I bought them, and everyone's been loving them on set. And it's sick because I can literally just talk to you guys whilst I'm getting ready to go out, which is what's going on now. So I will love you and leave you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Sorry this was in two parts, but it is what it is. Sending you all massive love. Kill it, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.